If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we are here on Monday. This is actually the Baptism of the Lord. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're listening to the radio show, it's a week later, which is Monday of the second week of Ordinary Time. But either way, the homily you're going to hear is not going to be recorded at the church this week because my recording device didn't work. I have two of them, and I misplaced one of them. I don't know where it went, and I'm probably going to have to buy a new one. But I have a backup, and the reason why it's a backup is because it doesn't always work. And it worked fine prior to me going into the church, and then as soon as I was in the church, it didn't work. And twice. So that's, I don't know, maybe it's possessed. I don't know, but it didn't work. So I don't have a recording of the homily, but I'm going to talk to you about it to help you have an understanding of what it is that we teach and what it is that we understand in regards to Epiphany. Now, the way I began the homily, and I'll just continue from here, was telling a story that actually happened where a long time ago, a friend of mine came in and talked to me, you know, told me he was, you know, we were living in the same rectory. And he said, you know, I have just seen the most morally depraved movie I have ever seen in my life. And I'm like, well, what movie is that? And he said, Unforgiven. And I was like, shocked, because it happens to be one of my favorite movies. So I explained to him, I said, do you know that Western movies, which this is, it's one, I think it was maybe Clint Eastwood's first major directorial debut. Excellent movie. And I said, are you aware that Western movies have a code? And he said, no. I said, yeah, there's a code in them. If you don't know the code, you may not understand the movie. And I said, one of the characters shoots women and children and men in the back. And he said, yes. I said, that's Western code for being the evil. That's the ultimate of evil. And I said, the theme that I got from the movie was, if you play with evil, evil will come. So it's a really fascinating movie. And then once I explained to them some of this, he began to understand. Well, similarly, there are kind of codes in today's story of the Magi. And it's written in a way in the first century that a Jew may read these words and see something in it that is deeper than what others who don't know the codes may think or may read. And so we're going to talk about that. So the first thing you notice is these are Magi from the East. Notice Matthew does not say how many there were. Neither does he say the names, by the way. That comes from tradition and from legend. But there, at one time it was believed that there were 9 Magi. But Matthew never tells us exactly how many there were. But they're coming from the East. That means they're not Jews. They're coming from someplace outside of the Jewish community. And we believe that they were Zoroastrians. Now, we have coffee and donuts after Mass on Sundays at St. Anthony Parish. And an Indian member of our community said that in India, those Zoroastrians are still around. He has a different name for them, but yes, that whole reality is still around, and that's true. You can find Zoroastrians here in Massachusetts as well. But they would look at the sky and see a whole bunch of stars and be able to know every star. So if a new star appeared, they would recognize it. And a new star usually meant a king was born to them. And what happened is three planets came together. It was like Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. I think it was those three planets. I'm not exactly sure which three. But it happens every so often, which is why we pinpoint this event to 5 BC. Because that's when that happened last. And so these three planets come together. They form a point of light to the Magi, and they see that as a sign that there is a new king. They check the scriptures from all the different communities and cultures around them, and they come to realize that they're expecting a new king in Israel. So in Jerusalem. So that's why they start to make their way towards Judah. Now, a Jew reading this would say, wait, this is powerful because the great prophecy that you see throughout the Old Testament is there will come a time that all the world will worship the God of the Jews in Jerusalem. And that's exactly what this is saying, that time has arrived, that the King of all has arrived. Now, they make their journey to King Herod and to Judah, and they visit King Herod out of protocol. But it also clicks with something else that we can go back to from the Book of Kings. And that was Naaman the Syrian is told by a woman actually in his court, who I actually believe was a slave girl, actually, who he was suffering from leprosy. And she said there was a prophet in Israel that he could go visit. And he goes to see this prophet for this healing, and protocol again, he goes to see the king. The king doesn't know about the prophet and gets all upset. This is a trick. This is something he's doing. He's trying to take over my country. And so it kind of connects with that as well. Eventually, someone explains to the king, yes, there is a prophet. And we see that here. King Herod didn't know about it. He gets really upset. And eventually what happens is people come together, his scribes and Pharisees come together, and they say, yes, in fact, this what they're saying is the truth. There is a king being born in Jerusalem. And so he does that little spy attitude. Well, maybe you could go find the king. And when you find him, let me know. So they go and they visit Jesus born in Bethlehem, and they leave for him the three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold representing he is a king, frankincense recognizing that he is God, and myrrh recognizing that his death will come. And so gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they leave that as an offering, but they are told by an angel in a dream to walk a different route on the way back. There's a reason for that. Anyone who encounters Jesus encounters him in a way that they are never the same, and their life always takes a different route. And this is what happens here. And we see that throughout the history of Jesus. Now, one of the interesting things I like to bring up, and I brought it up at the Mass, is if you've ever seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, that is not based on the Gospels. It's actually based on the teachings of Blessed Catherine Emmerich. And Blessed Catherine Emmerich actually had kind of like a TV vision, she had these visions, like almost there was a TV camera that was there, and she saw everything that happened. And one of the things that she saw was when Peter cut off the high priest's ear, Jesus heals the high priest. Well, he is radically changed. He's never the same. Not only does he get his ear back, but he is so filled with the Spirit when this happened. He's never the same person. And it is shown in the movie in a way that this is what happens. And so we recognize that anyone who encountered Jesus is never the same, for good or for ill. The Pharisees, it wasn't good that they encountered Jesus, because then they became more hardened in heart. And for the others, many of the others, they changed completely and became whole different people. We're seeing a lot of that happening today with the Pope. Because I just finished writing an article that'll be published on Medium, where the Pope is making teachings and putting out information, and he's seeking people to be people of prayer who are mindful of the poor and who are getting away from legalism. And he's causing this great division, just as Jesus did, in the church, where you have this group that wants him to step down. That is this rigid group that is saying the Pope is wrong and he's not following what we want him to follow. And then you have another group where they're recognizing the church has a lot to offer them and they're open to the church. And so you're seeing the same type of division happen all over again. And so you see one group turning very, very angry and rebellious, and another group saying, we really appreciate this Pope. And so we're seeing that division happen again in a different way, not saying the Pope is Jesus by any stretch of the imagination. He'd be the first one to say, nope, not Jesus. But we're seeing that kind of a dynamic happen where you're seeing this intense split. And what's happening is it's a purification. It's a pruning where those who are holding on to a very legalistic concept of Christianity that is not as rooted in the spirit are getting angry, and those who embrace the spirit and the guide of the spirit and trying to seek to live what the church actually teaches within the context of our current world and our current way of living, they are embracing what's going on. So you see this great division, and that's reflecting the great division that we see in Jesus. At his birth, and we see it reflected throughout the Gospel of Matthew. We're going to talk more tomorrow, and in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. We've got more of the interview with Basil Yards. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.